USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
NASCAR driver Ryan Newman in a Florida hospital after a terrible crash on the final lap of the Daytona 500 last evening.
In a shower of sparks on his roof, Ryan Newman comes across the line fourth.
That as heard on Fox, NASCAR Executive Vice President Steve O'Donnell reading a statement from the Roush Racing Team.
He's in serious condition, but doctors have indicated his injuries are non-life-threatening.
It was a second straight Daytona 500 victory for Denny Hamlin. Latecomer to the race for the Democratic White House nomination, Michael Bloomberg, vaulting to second place in a national poll just out this morning. The PBS Marist survey finding Bernie Sanders at the top with 31% support, Bloomberg second with 19. It means Bloomberg's qualified for tomorrow night's debate in Nevada. And this is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
The rain-swollen Pearl River cresting in Mississippi's capital city at just under 37 feet, but Governor Tate Reeves is warning the hundreds of evacuees in the Jackson area not to try to go back to their homes until they get the official all clear. This man briefly evacuated Saturday, but says he kept going back to check on his home.
At this point, I've really kind of have done everything I can do. It's just really just wait it out and just pray that the water level stays low enough or it doesn't come in.
In neighboring Tennessee, rainfall since the start of February is at 400% of the normal. The Boy Scouts of America filing for bankruptcy overnight. It's facing hundreds of lawsuits from men who say scout leaders sexually abused them when they were boys. The organization's legal exposure has ramped up since a number of states changed laws to give sexual abuse victims more time to sue their abusers. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
An Oklahoma State Senate committee has endorsed a bill to ban abortions in that state when a heartbeat or brainwaves are detected in a fetus. That proposal approved yesterday would amend current law by covering women who are 6 weeks pregnant instead of 8 weeks pregnant. Yesterday was President's Day, and a lot of people turned out to visit a presidential place, as we hear from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
President's Day observed in the U.S., and folks visiting Atlanta stopping by the Carter Museum and Library.
I think it's lovely to be here on a special day. Fabulous man. I wish that he were 40 again and could become president again. It would be helpful, I think, to our country.
I think it's fantastic to be here. Jimmy Carter was a great president, very upright man. We're happy to be out of Iowa and all the caucusing. I'm rid of the phone calls, so couldn't spend it a better place.
And if you live in or near the nation's capital or plan to be visiting there around Easter and you're looking to snag an invite to the White House Easter egg roll, well, this could be your lucky week. First Lady Melania Trump announcing that the time-honored tradition is going to be held on April 13th. But those hoping to get tickets have to register to get them through a free online lottery that is scheduled to open today at 10 a.m. Eastern. Then the White House says the lottery will close on February 24th and the winners will be notified by email by March 4th. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.